Deckerville leads Kingston at the half, 34-8. A 26-point lead for the Deckerville Eagles over the Kingston Cardinals. This is a Week 5 rematch. And now we check in with Dave Hansen, who has our scoring plays back from the beginning of the first quarter. Dave Hansen.
Well, Derek Snyder got the scoring first 10-yard touchdown run just 2 minutes in the game. Deckerville opens the game with the lead over Kingston. Isaac Kineth, 1-yard touchdown run. Deckerville goes up 12-0 with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. In the second quarter, Hunter James gets Kingston on the board with a 5-yard touchdown run thanks to a pass interference penalty, a roughing the passer penalty that gave Kingston a fresh set of downs. Their 2-point conversion was good, 12-8, and that would be as close as Kingston would get as Derek Snyder would score on a 7-yard touchdown run, a 6-yard touchdown run, and a 21-yard touchdown run all in the second quarter. And by all that scoring was done, Kingston would trail Deckerville at the half 34-8 thanks to 3 Hunter James interceptions. Wow, I don't even know what to say about these stats, Clark. 23 plays of offense for 75 total yards to Deckerville's 41 plays of 245 yards. Deckerville scored quickly. They've had long drives and ended in scores. But that defense that you're about to get to, this is where a lot of the credit goes.
Yeah, let's recap that offense for both sides. I believe my microphone was muted there. But Kingston, 10 carries, 39 yards on offense. For passing the game, Hunter James, 2 for 10 for 36 yards and 3 interceptions. Nate Dawson, 0 for 3 there. Leading the way in the rushing, Hunter James, 7 carries, 34 yards in the lone score. Lane Torrey, 3 carries for 5 yards. Deckerville's offense, 37 rushes, 217 yards. Passing the ball, 2 for 4 for Isaac Kineth for 28 yards. Derek Snyder leading the rushing attack for the Eagles, 15 carries, 106 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Carlos Ibarra, 17 carries, 95 yards for the junior. And Isaac Kineth, 5 carries for 16 yards in one score. On defense, let's take a look on the other side of the ball. Kingston has altogether 34 tackles, no tackles for loss, and no sacks. They are led by Aaron Kaler with 9 tackles on the night. Hunter James at 5, as well as Connor Henry and Colton Stadler. Stadler went out with an injury about halfway through that second quarter. Gunnar Thompson with 4 tackles, and Brian Hobson with 3, and then Andrew Tucker, Caleb Goss, and Jake DeLong each with 1 tackle on the night. For Deckerville, they have 10 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss, 1 sack, 3 interceptions. So it kind of skews everything here. Isaac Kineth, your leading tackler, with 2. Carlos Ibarra, Joe DeVault, Batu Garain, Jeff Stone, Derek Snyder, Curtis Vogel, Travis Trigger, and Justin Trigger each with 1 tackle apiece. Curtis Vogel, though, to go along with his just 1 tackle. He also has a tackle for a loss for 7 yards on top of that, and also a sack for 9 yards on top of that. So really 3 tackles for him. And then the interceptions. Carlos Ibarra took one back for 23 yards. Joe DeVault, 0 yards on his interception. And Curtis Vogel, 12 yards on his. Just 2 penalties on defense for Deckerville. One was roughing the passer, which set up that only score for Kingston. And then a block in the back after the interception.
Wow, this you don't see a lot of tackles, because you got to keep in mind that Kingston attempted 10 passes. Well, he attempted multiple passes in the first half, and most of them were incomplete, so there's no tackler on the play.
Yeah, 2 for 13 through the air.
Exactly right. So there's 11 passes that hit the ground, fell incomplete, no tackler needed. So just 10 tackles in the first half because they weren't on the field very long. Deckerville dominated time of possession, dominated plays, yardage, and their defense has forced 3 turnovers. It has been all Deckerville all night long here. And Kingston, I don't know if they know what hit them. I think they thought they were going to come in here and score a bunch of points and really put on a show here and give us a show. But unfortunately, Deckerville has answered every opportunity Kingston's had and shut it down.
As far as time possession goes, Deckerville, 17 minutes and 35 seconds. Kingston, 6 minutes and 25 seconds. So almost 3 times more Deckerville has had the ball than Kingston.
The Kingston defense was unable to stop the run early, and that has really opened everything up for Deckerville as they've then thrown some play-action passes that have hit. They've mixed the running backs up. It hasn't really mattered who's been in the backfield as Deckerville has been able to move the ball at ease on Kingston. And then you put the other side of the ball. Kingston has had no answer for this Deckerville defense. It actually feels like Deckerville has had too many players on the field for defense in every play. There's just been nobody open to throw to, and that D-line has been in the backfield all night long, creating havoc on Hunter James.
245 total yards for Deckerville's offense, 75 for Kingston. Kingston came into this ball game averaging a whole lot of points at what they do believe the second-best offense in the NCTL of those 17 teams. Right now, held to just 1 touchdown on the night. It is 34 for Deckerville, 8 for Kingston out of the half.
I don't know how else to say it, Clark. Just pure domination. Deckerville has always been a team that gets better as the season goes on, and they're always a team that plays its best ball come playoff time. They're putting it on display for us to see with our own eyes tonight.
Let's take a look at other area scores going on across the region in 8-player football. Let's see what else in Division 1. We have Weberville trailing Wyoming Tri-Union Christian 44-12 sometime in the second quarter. Morris leading Genesee at the half 43-0. Augrey Sims, of course the winner of this ball game, goes on to play Mayville or Augrey Sims. And at halftime, it's Augrey Sims 44, Mayville 6. So more likely it's going to be either Kingston and Deckerville going against Augrey Sims in Augrey Sims next week.
And kind of looking into your future, if it happens the way it's going, it appears that Deckerville rolling through this game, let's assume that they hold on and defeat Kingston. We're going to assume the same thing. Augrey Sims is going to beat Mayville. So you got a very good Augrey Sims 9-0, about to be 10-0 team. So a really good matchup there. And then the winner of that is going to get the winner of Morris and Tri-Unity Christian. Both teams there undefeated as well. So Deckerville is going to have to go through what appears to be an undefeated Augrey Sims team and then an undefeated Morris or Tri-Unity Christian. And if it happens to be Morris, Morris defeated Deckerville on this field early in the season already once.
All right, now taking a look at 11-player football in Division 7. At the end of the first quarter, it was New Lothrop 28, Lakers 6. New Lothrop throttling Lakers early in that ballgame. No word yet on the second quarter action there. In the Cass City-Sandusky game, looks like we just had a score. Sandusky now leading. It was 8-8 at the half, and now in the third quarter, they've exploded both offenses. 3 total touchdowns there. It's Sandusky 22, Cass City 16, sometime in the third quarter.
Sand and Cathrell just picked off a Sandusky pass, it appears.
Well, that's what you get when you pass for Sandusky.
That's right, and he hits Luke Stern right after that for a big touchdown pass, and who else, Zach Beecher, with a 2-point conversion to get Cass City back into that game.
So 22-16, Sandusky still leading Cass City, but Cass City on the prowl. Pawama Westphalia over Saranac right now, 48-6 at the half. No word from that Kent City Saugatuck game. It's not really going to matter anyway. It's going to be Pawama Westphalia coming out of that district. In Division 8 football, we have Saginaw MLS.